Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. What do you think of when you hear the words fence or fencing? Do you think of the old song, Don't Fence Me In, or the controversy of fencing or not fencing the Arcata Plaza at Halloween? If you thought of swords and masks when I said fencing, I'm going in a different direction. Sometimes fencing is a good thing, and sometimes it's a great thing. There is a lot of fencing and talk of fencing going on in Fortuna right now, and it's a very good thing. The long-awaited bike park just had the last piece of fencing put in place last week. The bike park is a reality today because a dedicated group of kids and adults had a vision and made it happen. They raised the funds, they never gave up when they hit roadblocks. Ultimately, they ended up with a perfect spot in Newburg Park. The volunteers came in and picked rocks out of the dirt, and dirt was piled into various sizes of hills. I'm sure there's a technical term for that. And finally, last week, the fencing and the gates were installed. Congratulations, bike park enthusiasts. Last week, the dog park ordered their fence. Thanks to community funding that included donations from the McLean Foundation, Humboldt Lodging Alliance, Bear River Community Fund, and Fortuna Tourism and Marketing, the fencing will be put in place by mid-November. The park will open without benches and other amenities. That will come later. But in my experience, the dogs don't really notice those things. They really just need a patch of ground and a fence. And the new bocce courts were dedicated in Fortuna's Rohnert Park Saturday, and they are surrounded by fences. The courts are gorgeous, and you can check out bocce equipment from Parks and Rec office if you don't have your own. Recently in Fortuna, there was a week-long community design fair for a proposed John Campbell Memorial Greenway Trail. While it's about open spaces and outdoor beauty, there is still an element about the design that includes fencing. Unlike the chain link variety that the bike park and dog park required, the fencing for the greenway will be part of the aesthetic, almost like art that will enhance the experience. About the greenway, there's a lot of work ahead for the planners and the engineers and the community to make this idea a reality, but it is entirely possible, and I am hopeful that we will find a way to make it happen. One last thought, and it's not about fencing, although I really tried to find some kind of tie-in. Next Tuesday is Election Day. It's an off year from the big races, but there are races that mean a lot to the people running for school boards, board of trustees, and community service districts. Thank you to all of the people running who want to serve their community. Remember, please vote on November 5th. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.